wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the conversation will make your mother sick. One couch and alcohol with three fat guys. We say mean and crazy things, and one of us is high. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the penis jokes come fast and thick. We've been getting away with this for far too long. Join us Monday nights on RadioFubar.com.
And he's like, Jim, you're going to have to calm down, mate. We're in a military helicopter with a bulletproof bottom. That's a handgun. We're so high up the bullets can't even reach us. They just sort of go... And then I jokingly said, I bet our bullets can reach him. And he went, oh, yeah. And the little cunt died. And I was like... I was just saying, mate. I was just saying. I didn't want to ruin anyone's day. Isn't that a fun story about a man dying?
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike, joined, as always, by Paul Napier.
Yo.
And special guest star, Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
Hello.
And drunk, when you follow Drunk on Twitter, what is it that you can come to expect?
This week I've been tweeting a lot about plunging toilets and whatnot.
Has that been your thing?
I've got nasty bastards at work, man. I don't know how to shit properly, I guess.
So you became the guy?
Yeah, it's like 2 days in a row.
Drunk work?
No.
They say, toilet's clogged, call drunk.
No, I have to take a shit and I'm not just going to hold it until somebody else fucking plunges it, so I got to plunge it myself.
Why don't you just put it on top of the other...
That's gross.
I'm not
sitting on somebody else's shit pile.
When we all
do you have
work,
multiple stalls at work?
Just the one for the
so other restaurant. People have a little bit more of a tolerance as far as being able to shit on top of other people's shit.
Right.
I guess.
I suppose I do not have that tolerance.
See, I like there to be something else in the toilet for me to kind of, you know, aim at.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't mind adding to the collection. It might make mine look a little bit more impressive when I'm done. I can say, that was all me, buddy.
What if you get blowback?
It's a sense of pride.
So, when you get done shitting, are you a looker? Do you look before you flush?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you like to see how big it gets?
Do you not look at your shit?
I'm like 50-50.
Really? Sometimes you don't look at it?
Well, a lot of times...
I've never not looked at it.
You know, if your shit's bigger than your dick, you're gay, right?
A lot of times I'll give the courtesy flush.
You know, in the morning, like, my exhaust fan in my bathroom is a little bit noisy. And so in the morning, if I don't want to deal with that, I sometimes shit in the dark. But even then, before I flush it, I have to turn the light on to look at it. So I kind of, you know, scoot up a little bit so that I can flip on the light switch just to see how it looks.
You never give yourself the courtesy
flush?
What if
there's something weird in there, man? What, don't you kind of need to know what's going on?
Like what?
What do you mean, like what? I don't
worms?
Know.
Worms? Blood?
Either.
I've never
shed. I would want to know, wouldn't you?
I've never shed blood.
You haven't as of yet, but I mean, the day may come and
but if you
wouldn't even
check,
know.
You don't really
I
know.
I think I would feel it, and then in which case I would look.
You would
How are you
feel
gonna
it?
Feel the blood?
Is your ass that sensitive to feel things? Maybe we should play What's in Drunk's Ass.
No, we're not playing that.
What's
game.
In Drunk's Ass?
Yeah, we will put things next up into week. His ass.
Nope.
Mm-mm. And then he has to guess with his extra sensitive anal lining. He has to guess what we've just shoved into his rectum.
I don't like that idea at all.
Oh, this one's pointy. I'm tearing.
I didn't really prepare a whole lot this week. I'm excited about What's in Drunk's Mouth, which we will be playing later. We're supposed to have a contestant call in. We'll probably do that after the break.
What's the contestant for?
It makes it fun. What's the point of having a game show without a contestant?
Well, isn't Drunk the contestant?
Drunk is here.
I would like to apologize.
And he's getting things
in advance.
Put in his mouth, so that makes him the contestant.
No, we need. What's the point?
What is she doing?
She is guessing whether or not.
She's guessing whether or not I'll get it right. Correct.
So we're going to have to send you out of the room and tell her what the items are.
Well, what I was thinking is pre-break, I could go outside early.
No, we already played this game. Why am I explaining this to you?
Because
she guesses whether or not Drunk will know 2 out of 3. That's the game. We have
that
to have
like
some kind of
game.
Interaction with people, or else why even do a live show?
I think.
What's the point of doing a live show if we don't have fun games to play with our listeners?
That's not what we're discussing. We're discussing this game. It's not a fun game if she's not guess. If the guess is yes or no, he's going to guess them. We need to tell her the items. And then, he'll guess that, or he won't guess that. Then it adds a bit of intrigue to the game. You know?
Okay, during the break, I will message her what the items are. That way she knows in advance.
And then she can guess whether or not he will...
Then it's betting for or against Drunk. That's the game.
If you'd like, before the break, I could go outside early, and you can tell the whole listening audience before the break hits.
That's probably a good idea.
Okay.
Would make for a good show.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Or you can stay outside a little bit longer, and Napier can prepare your blindfold.
Okay.
Great. This is
good. I love brainstorming. This is good work.
We should probably maybe do this before.
I don't know. I think the viewers like to see behind the curtain, the creative process that goes into our work.
Right? So yeah, after the break, around 8:30 or so, we will be playing What's in Drunk's Mouth.
That's 9:30 on the east.
Like the evening news.
Right,
and
yeah.
6:30
there could be something deadly in Drunk's mouth. Find out after the break.
I just wanted to say that I was never a huge fan of the Stevie Wonder song Superstitious. You know what I'm saying? It's a good song. Sure, I can acknowledge it's a good song. A lot of people like it. I don't mind it. If it comes on the radio, I don't turn it off. But
you don't sing along to it either.
Bud Light is really trying to kill it. I mean, like, it seems
what
like
they do with it.
It's in a commercial now. It's in a bunch of commercials. And they play it all the time. It's on the radio. It's on the TV. Every damn commercial break, it's very superstitious. And I'm fucking sick of it. All the fucking time. And I don't think that they'll kill it because it's kind of stood the test of time. But they're going to come close before they're done with it, I think.
I don't think they can do that. But I don't think Budweiser can kill anything but the taste of beer.
Zing.
Wow, the Napier bomb there.
There we go.
All right, so you had something.
Okay, so something I've noticed that people take just as seriously or almost on the same level as religion and politics, it's tipping. Like the practice of tipping.
Like tipping your server?
Tipping your server, tipping your driver. You know, in any field where you're tipping somebody.
So during this tipping segment, are we going to interrupt Napier like we did last week with the gun talk?
Probably.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. It's probably going to happen. Right. See, now, the thing...
Like just now?
I'm pretty sure that your thing is you're going to be pro-tipping.
I've got to be,
yeah. Is there anyone publicly... anti-tipping.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Really?
Rachel Ray promotes under-tipping, for sure.
She says under-tip?
Yeah.
Why would she say that?
Oh, she's a cheap-ass.
Why would you publicly...
She promotes those places where you can go to eat for under $15 for lunch, da-da-da-da-da.
And then under-tip?
An under-tip.
Okay, so continue with what you're thinking so that I can interrupt you again.
Okay, so...
Right, it doesn't work if he's actually in the middle of explaining.
Yeah, okay.
Because if we're just talking, then it's not really an interruption.
No, it's just rambling.
No, go ahead.
So, in America, tipping isn't tipping like it is in other places. You're not tipping your server. You're paying them for the service that they're giving you. Now, when you go into a restaurant and you get takeout food, you pay the same price as a person who doesn't get takeout food. You pay the exact same price of the guy who sits down and has somebody wait on them.
Right.
And most of these people who are waitresses, they don't make a lot of money. And the reason that you're tipping them, you're paying them for the service of you not having to wash dishes or get yourself refills of your...
The dishwasher doesn't get tipped, though, bro.
Right.
Yeah, but, I mean, why would you tip your woman? Oh. There we go. Zing.
Napier bomb.
So yeah, you're paying them for the service. You're not giving them gratuity. If they go out of their way and do something awesome, like, you know, they give your kid a hat on his birthday or some bullshit, yeah, give them a little extra. But 10 to 15% of your bill... That goes to your server or your delivery driver, and that's for the service of you not having to get off your ass. That's the trade-off. And the only other option is you pay extra for their additional pay that they're not getting because nobody's fucking tipping them. So you get that charge no matter if you go into the restaurant to get your food or whether you actually get a service.
You're talking about these fuzzy foreigners now, right?
So that could be, yeah.
But my question is, who doesn't know that?
A lot of people in this country know that, but they don't care. They don't want to pay the extra. They think that they're doing them a favor by giving them a dollar. They're not. They're paying for the service. And that service, it's optional. You have an option of actually tipping.
Okay. To call into the Wheelbarrow Full Dicks internet radio program, just call us at 309-740-1430.
Can we talk about the restaurant industry and how did they manage to not have to pay their employees?
Because like, people make tips. The expectation is they're making tips.
Right, but how did that come about? Because like everyone else is like, oh, well, you come to work for us and we pay you and you do the work and... You know, the customer's happy, and we pay you, and the customer pays us. Like, how did the restaurant owner say, no. The customer will come, and, you know, they'll pay us, but we want them to pay you, too.
I think it was the Italians.
Because that sounds like some mafia shit. It does.
Yeah. But, yeah, that it came about naturally. People would tip their server. The owner of the restaurant saying, oh, well, my food cost is going up, so... I'm going to take a little bit out of the server's pay because they're making tips anyway. The public is paying them directly, so I can ease off on their hourly pay.
Do you think that it has something to do with, you know, keeping the peasants down? Like, you know, these motherfuckers aren't skilled workers. These motherfuckers probably didn't all graduate high school or go to college. These motherfuckers shouldn't be making so much goddamn money. We got to keep the black man down.
I think it's about pitting the peasants against each other. Because you can go out, and all of a sudden, your cheap ass going to Chili's feels like you're the man because you gave this guy $5. Or maybe you're a dick and you didn't give him anything.
Right.
And like it gives you the power of being the man, you know, at the restaurant.
So it's all a false sense of power.
Right.
It's all an illusion.
Exactly.
And the only one that's coming out right... is the fat cats that are upstairs in their office.
I just
with their view.
Yeah.
Not doing a thing.
Mr. Chili's is up there ha!
Eating bluefin tuna and fucking caviar and shit.
Right.
Being a waitress or being a delivery driver, it is a skill because you know when you get a bad one. And if you know the difference between a bad server and a good server, there is skill involved.
No, I'm not saying that it's not a position that you need to have a resume for.
Oh, some places, yeah,
it's a position that you walk in and you say, I'm someone who will bring plates to tables for you.
In some of the lower end places, but some of the higher end places, that's having that experience is a requirement because their patrons are paying shit tons of money, and if they don't, if they're not good waitresses or servers, they're going to get their shit fired.
Right, they are the face of whatever restaurant they're at, and of course, you know, the Waffle House doesn't give a fuck because you're going there for a $3 breakfast.
Yeah,
but you know, you go to fucking Tony's
or Ruth Chris or
wherever, you know, they're gonna, those waiters, you know, have to represent the place,
and they're paid better than your average, you know, 18-year-old at fucking Chili's. But that's skilled labor, and that's why you're tipping. If not, then no matter whether you eat there or go home, you're tipping that person.
The worst part of being a waiter is that whole like illusion of power thing, because everyone just can come and shit on you all day long, just shit on you.
Then you got to put that fake smile on. And you just gotta be like,
"Yes, sir, massa. Let me get you some more ranch."
Which is another good thing about tipping. If you know a group of people are not going to tip, they become last on the list. Like, every time I order a pizza, it doesn't matter from where.
That's profiling, and profiling is wrong.
I didn't say anything about who tips and who doesn't.
So, speaking of racism.
We all know what you're thinking.
Speaking of racism, there's a new lawsuit that I read about today where seven African Americans have banded together to sue American Idol because they were all kicked off for having criminal records or having warrants out for their arrest. And they were all removed from the show because they were criminals. And so because they were criminals and they were kicked off of American Idol, they are suing American Idol for racism.
I don't know how they can make that leap in logic.
Well, apparently it's illegal for a company to ask its employees if they have a criminal record.
I don't think that they're employees. Those are contracted.
Well,
yeah. Hold on, that's not illegal at all.
What about the background check and whatnot?
Before you hire someone.
It was something along the lines of they aren't allowed to ask their employee something, something, or something.
No, yeah, that gives me pause. You can ask that. You can definitely ask that.
This isn't at all a...
But they don't ask it. They go hire a fucking background check. They run a background check. It costs them like $50.
Look, guys, I'm not going to look up the story. Let's just say it's in the article.
You're saying your story has been debunked live on Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
But, bam. You know, the funny thing is how can you claim racism? I mean, they didn't say we're kicking you out of here because you're a black criminal. We're saying we're kicking you out of here because you're a criminal.
Well, what about the white?
So, I mean, it's almost more racist to say you're racist for kicking me off the show because I'm black because I'm a criminal, as if to say, these people don't like black people, obviously, because they won't let me be on this show with a criminal record.
Well, were there white people with criminal records that were oft also kicked off?
Or I'm
was
pretty it sure
white people aren't criminals.
Statistics show the majority of people in prisons are in fact black.
But is that not a reflection upon our society and our cops?
I don't know, is it?
Yeah.
I think it's a reflection on the people who do dumb shit.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to figure, you know, a white kid in, let's say, Chesterfield doing some dumb shit gets caught, and the police are like, ah, you're a good kid. You go on about your way. He ends up with no criminal
Is that
record.
What they do? They just say go about your
I
way?
I have many times been pulled over and like, what do you do? I'm like, I'm in school, officer, you know. I'm a good kid, and I got a job. And they're like, well, you get on. Well, don't smoke weed in the parking lot anymore. This happened. I got caught by a police officer smoking my pipe in front of the courthouse. And he opens the door.
To your car?
Well, no, I guess he knocks on my window, and then I open the door. And he's like, what you got there? Because I had my pipe. And I hand it to him. And he's like, don't put that to me. And I was like, so I take it back. And he says, throw it on the ground. So I throw my pipe on the ground. You know, it breaks. And I'm sad-faced. And then he's like, so what are you doing? Da-da-da. So he's, you know, I tell him I'm in school, you know. I've got a full-time job. I'm a hard worker. And he's just like, all right, well, don't smoke weed in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. Cool.
I will say this. The state trooper that pulled me over going 75 in a 60 didn't let me off even after I had a whole bunch of people in there. We were going to a Pizza Hut manager meeting.
You kind of look like a derelict, though.
I was in my Pizza Hut uniform. I looked like a hard-working man that smelled of dough and failure.
Yeah, I mean, that shit happens all the time. On the way to South Carolina, you know, we're driving. You know, and when you're driving on a road trip, you're driving 90, 95. You're driving fast, you know. You want to get there. And so there's like a line of like five cars. And, you know, it's my car, then there's other random people. The first car in the line is a black man. Or no, maybe he's the second car in the line. The cop breezes by all three of us and behind him, doesn't get the first guy in line, pulls over the second guy, who is the black guy.
And well, it's like, how could he tell you were going 90?
Oh, yeah, I mean, he pulled up, you know, pulled up by us, went by us, went to the next car.
What did he have like a little slip of paper like, not brown enough, not brown enough, winner.
No, I'm just saying, the guy's driving, and he's like, I'm going to pull over one of these fuckos. Oh, we'll get the black guy.
Well, maybe he ran his plates or something, and he had like a warrant.
Yeah, it's possible. Maybe we were in fucking South Carolina, and they're not too fond of the blacks in the South. And, you know, well, he decided if I'm going to pull somebody over, might as well be the black guy.
Well, he did have his pick of five people.
Right, he's like, we were all doing the same thing. You were all guilty. He just, you know, he gets to pick which one happens. And it's not like the guy could say anything. He's like, yeah, you were speeding. You got a ticket, you know.
Well, what about the other people in line? Were there nobody? Could you tell if the other people in there were black? What if he didn't just like that guy? What I mean, if that guy was the local asshole?
Yeah, I mean, it's entirely possible. But we had out-of-state plates. Usually the out-of-state plates guy gets it. I'm just saying, that kind of shit happens. I mean, it's not, like, made up. Fucking. You ever see black or white people get pulled over in Florissant? Only black people get pulled over in Florissant.
I've seen white people
get pulled over all the time.
Yeah.
Do you really?
I do.
You must drive terribly.
I'm not the greatest. Do you think that kicking someone off of your singing competition because they have a criminal record is racist?
Not necessarily. But, I mean, you didn't even get the whole facts of the story right from the beginning. So, I mean, maybe there's like a bunch of white people who had criminal records and they were allowed to continue on the show.
Yeah, if that happened.
If that's the rest of the story, then yes, that's incredibly racist. But if the rest of the story is, yeah, everyone with a criminal record got kicked off, including 22 Asians, 3 fucking white people.
I remember there was 2 effeminate black twin brothers that were on the show, and it came out that they had like warrants out for their arrest, and like somebody recognized them and was coming to get them.
They were
on the show.
They were on America's Most Wanted.
They were on the show, and they're like, "Wait, those are those 2 twin brothers we're trying to get for identity fraud. We should go to California and get them." So,
did they give like Steven Tyler an accommodation for that, like making him an honorary detective,
like when they Steven Seagal?
You know, yeah.
Probably. Oh, and Shaq. Shaq's a honorary sheriff, too, I think.
I think Seagal actually went like and did the work to be a sheriff.
Yeah, there was a reality.
Isn't Jesse Ventura like a bounty hunter right now or something like that? Don't he have a reality show or something where he's a bounty hunter?
No.
The only thing I remember about him
Jesse
is 9/11.
Jesse Ventura does a show about conspiracies.
Oh, that's right, that's right, that's right.
The truth is out there. The government did it. What happened? Up, government.
The one big flaw in all the government conspiracies is that, like, the government hasn't really proven its ability to do anything well or, like, quickly and secretively. So, yeah. Why? How would they pull that off? Like, They can't even build a fucking highway in a reasonable amount of time.
Nope. remember those F-22s that were supposed to be awesome?
Yeah. They're big pieces of shit.
Yeah. Good government work. And there were thousands upon thousands of people involved in that project. And you would expect that if the government was out there killing people, there'd be a lot of fucking people that would know about it. And I don't foresee them doing anything well.
So how, like, this reminds me of laser discs. Like, what fucking government asshole decided that they should invest in laser discs and put laser discs in the classroom?
Oh, I fucking
remember the laser. It was like, oh, we've got these cool laser discs. Like, those who were... fucking came into the superintendent's office and was like, hey, I got some great shit for you.
And they were like the size of vinyls, right?
What?
They were like the size of vinyls.
Oh, yeah, they were like CDs the size of vinyls, and they were slightly above VHS quality.
No, they were DVD quality. They were just, you know, obnoxious and expensive.
And the machine itself was expensive. But there was one in every fucking classroom.
Yeah.
It was like somebody sold the school district, and there was somebody's like, oh, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. And it's like, that happens all the fucking time.
Oh, God, yeah. Do you remember when they built our gym that we didn't need, that extra fucking gym? We had a perfectly functional gym. We had two gyms. We had two perfectly fine gyms, and they said, hold on, wait. This gym, the big gym, isn't big enough, so we're going to knock it down and extend it by 100 feet. And sure enough, they did. And over the course of the winter, after the new gym got put in, it leaked in the gym, and all the floorboards warped. It was amazing to watch. You could literally just go out there, place a pile of money, light it on fire, and watch it, and that would be pretty much the exact same thing what happened with that fucking gym.
So did we actually end that tipping conversation? Or?
I guess so.
Don't be a faggot. Tip your servers.
But you don't have to tip that asshole at Starbucks who already makes $7.50 an hour. Fuck that
guy. Do Starbucks people do good?
Not really.
They don't get paid like servers do. That's for goddamn sure.
They make a little bit more than servers, but they don't exactly make the same tips as servers. But also, when you do tip, just keep in mind, when you tip, you're going to be first in line. Other people are going after you.
Unless there's actually a line.
Well, they don't know if you're going to tip or not. Maybe they've already profiled you as a non-tipper and you get shitty service. And then you prove that by not tipping because they gave you shitty service.
At Starbucks, you tip like at first, you know.
Oh, you do?
You just throw it in as you pay. That's how I do it.
Yeah, I always go back to the same places. That way they know that I'm a good tipper and that I come first.
All right, children, we are at the halfway point. We might have been stood up. I'm not sure. I haven't been able to contact our contestant.
And we know you don't know how to operate Skype, so like
no, I got Skype up. It's up. I'm looking right at it. There's...
All
right,
I'm gonna go outside if you want to tell these people.
All right, we will return in a few minutes here on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
There are shirts, and then there are shirts from HappyGoatShirts.com. If you're ready for a laugh-out-loud moment every time you get dressed, you need to order one of the outrageous shirts from HappyGoatShirts.com. At HappyGoatShirts.com, you'll find parodies of famous brands and sayings and just plain old funny stuff. They come in adult sizes as well as one-piece shirts for infants. You can even customize your shirts. Go ahead, get your laugh on. Order today at HappyGoatShirts.com.
Six a.m. day after Christmas. I throw some clothes on in the dark. The smell of cold. Car seat is freezing. The world is sleeping, and I am numb.
Mm-hmm.
up the stairs to her apartment. She is bald, up on the couch. Her mom and dad went down to Charlotte. They're not home to find us out. And we drive. Now that I have found someone, I'm feeling more alone than I ever have before. She's a brick, and I'm drowning slowly off the coast, and I'm headed nowhere. She's a brick, and I'm drowning slowly. They call her name. It's 7:30. I pace around the parking lot, and I walk down to buy her flowers and sell some gifts that I got. Can't you see? It's not me you're dying for. And she's feeling more alone than she ever has before. She's a brick, and I'm drowning slowly off the coast, and I'm heading nowhere. She's a brick, and I'm drowning slowly. As we swept by, they showed me that she was not fine. They told me, son, it's time to tell the truth. And she broke down. And I broke down, 'cause I was tired. Of what I am. Driving back to her apartment. For the moment, we're alone. She's alone, and I'm alone. Now I know it. She's a brick, and I'm drowning slowly off the coast, and I'm heading nowhere. She's a brick, and I'm drowning slowly.
We'd like to tell you about some huge indie music supporters. The Indie Music Bus. Get support for your music at indiemusicbus.com. Then follow them on Twitter at Indie Music Bus. Or, if you're a music lover, they have a Twitter account just for you, at Indie Fans. Ride the Indie Music Bus, and thank you for listening to Indie Radio.
And welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I accidentally played two Napier karaoke's. I apologize. I'm sure... That's okay, though. We needed a little extra time, though, to prepare drunk for America's new favorite game show, What's in Drunk's Mouth? If you are unaware of the three items, I think I gave them out within the song. Like, it would be like the Paul McCartney's Dead thing. You might not hear it great, but it's there.
You just got to keep listening. Just keep listening.
I did put them in the chat also, and they have been hidden now, so drunk cannot see them. I'm not sure if drunk can read. Ovi asked if drunk can read. I don't know if he can or not, but I'm not taking any chances. So, have you prepared drunk?
Drunk! 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 Baby! And baby drunk, come to me!
We did get our contestant to... I reminded her via Twitter. Oh, Paul is leading in Drunkard STL on the Twitters, who is blindfolded. Do you need help? Are you okay?
Let me just say, this game does make me extremely nervous.
And you look really pretty, because I found a pink sleep mask that says "Sweet Dreams" on it. You look pretty.
Thank you.
You're like a princess.
I think I feel my blood pressure rising a little bit right now.
Are you afraid of what we're going to put in your mouth?
Fear.
You scoot up a little bit. A little bit more. 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 Okay, good.
Are you fucking with me
right
now?
So, as an aside, before we get started, how many weeks do we have to put items that Drunk would really consent to in his mouth? Like... For every week.
How long before we start putting terrible things in Drunk's mouth?
Right, like, obviously you gotta get him all in a trusting, non-suspicious kind of state. So, the first few times he does it, it's gotta be legit, right?
I'm pretty suspicious every time.
But at some point, we're gonna have to slip a dick in there, right?
that Whose dick? Happen.
Well, I mean, we'll draw straws.
I don't think there's ever going to come a time where... I think that the trust exercise is that we don't put anything terrible.
If you stick your dick in my
mouth
while I'm blindfolded, you're the gay one.
So, right,
is this a caller?
Is that a caller?
Yeah, I'm working on it here.
Are you being a dodo right now, Michael?
I'm not entirely sure. What being a dodo means.
Hey, it's ringing, Mike.
Like a bird brain, if you will?
Yeah, she called while we were on the break. Now I'm trying to call her back.
Okay.
So it's not for me to answer, it's for her to answer.
She couldn't hang on the phone while we were on break?
I didn't answer it. I was typing and hiding the things that are in your mouth. I didn't know if you'd walk in here all willy-nilly without your mask on.
You don't trust me? In the integrity of this game, Michael?
So, what I did is...
No, go ahead.
Is I hid the items in the chat, and I typed a bunch of stuff. I sang the lyrics to a song in the chat to hide them from you. So, what were you going to ask, Paul? I'm sorry.
Well, back to the whole, trust exercise thing. Right, so this whole thing's a trust exercise, and the final goal is to build up enough trust... That he'll just open his mouth while someone puts a dick.
Drunk did a lot of flinching.
Isn't that every date I've ever been on where you try to get him to trust you and then you slip your dick in?
Right. You build up enough trust for a dick in the mouth.
Are you looking for your soda? Napier, help Drunk get his soda.
He knows where his soda is. He's a grown man.
So when our contestant calls in and gives us her prediction for what's in Drunk's mouth, we can begin.
What did I just do?
You didn't do anything. Don't worry. You're okay. You're okay, buddy.
So, like 10 times?
Do you really think that we would play this game 10 times?
Not in a night.
I don't know, Twitter
was all abuzz today.
I'm surprised as fuck that we're playing it a second time, to be honest with you.
This does go against the grain of abandoning anything that the people who listen to the podcast seem to enjoy. We just throw that right in the trash can. We're calling one of the co-hosts of the Furnicast. And she is not a squirter. We've established this.
But she does know them.
She's heard of the...
Caller, are you there? Hello.
Oh, Lord.
Ended? Oh, what the fuck is going on?
I think the best part of this is how you act like it's organic. Caller? Caller, who could this possibly be?
One of
our many listeners is calling the show.
What a surprise.
Said ended. I don't know what's going on. This is some bush league.
This is outrageous.
Okay, this is gonna work. Ended. Son of a bitch, what's going on? Ah, goddammit.
Fucking
ended. Do a show here.
Why don't you give it to Paul? Let Let Paul.
I didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything.
I didn't do a goddamn thing. Okay.
Fantastic.
What now?
Why don't we just start sticking things in his mouth?
I think we need to continue.
Okay, well, Paul, you hit answer this time. Son of a bitch.
Hello, you're live on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks radio program. Caller, what's your name?
Okay, it's counting down like someone's...
The call has ended.
Ended? Are you fucking kidding me?
Troll-a-lulled. We're getting trolled, bro.
Are we getting fucked with? Is this a thing?
Someone's trolling us.
Is someone fucking with us?
No one's fucking with us.
We're getting catfished right now.
My brother did ask if he could chat into the show and basically talk shit the entire time about how no one listens.
And he told him yes, obviously.
I said, yeah, if you want to. Like, if you want to spend your time doing that.
Oh, son of a bitch. Son of a bitch!
I'm really itching to put things in drunk's
mouth. Is your Skyper not working right now?
My Skype's working fine.
Except for when it doesn't.
Okay. I'm done with this.
Right, so let's go ahead and put some things in drunk's mouth.
Ooh, baby.
We're professionals. We can do this. We can soldier on.
So how many things we put in my mouth today?
Three items are going in your mouth.
Yeah.
And the question as a contestant would be... Okay.
Hello!
Hello?
What the hell's going on?
I don't know. I could hear you.
You could hear me?
But then... Yeah, I could hear you, but then nothing was happening. It was very strange.
Okay. Mandy from the Furnacast is on What's in Drunk's Mouth. And Mandy, you had some time to think. Did you see the items that are going in Drunk's Mouth?
I saw the items that are going in Drunk's Mouth.
Now, Drunk can hear you, so don't share any of them.
I don't see a word.
Drunk looks very pretty right now. He's wearing a Sweet Dreams sleep mask, and it's pink.
Wow.
And he just looks like a little doll.
It highlights his lips.
I'm sure he looks very fetching.
Okay, so there are three items going in Drunk's mouth, and as a contestant, it is your job to determine whether he will get more right than wrong. That's how the game is played. So are you going for Drunk or against Drunk? Now, last time you went against Drunk, and that proved a bad call.
That's right. I bet on the wrong horse.
My wife was actually quite impressed when I told her that Drunk identified a light switch using his mouth.
Right.
But see, I felt that would be, you know, I just felt like, you know, you've got to have a lot of skill with your mouth, and your mouth has to have a lot of experience with weird items to be good at the game, and that's where I made my mistake in betting against him, because clearly this mouth has been a lot of places.
Drunk likes to lick certain things, especially as a child.
Some may say he's got a fixation.
So, knowing what you know now, you are wiser, and that puts you in a unique position. Now, do you think that Drunk will get two out of three, or are you going to root against Drunk?
I am going for Drunk. I believe he will get two out of the three, and
wow.
I have in my brain decided which ones he will get and which one he will not.
Could you type it into the chat for us?
Oh, she's not in the chat anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, she's not in the chat anymore.
Okay.
I can get in there pretty quickly, though.
Okay. Well, write it down on a piece of paper, and we'll take your word for it. We'll be on the honor system. So okay. Napier is sitting next to Drunkard STL on the Twitters. So Napier will be the one feeding items into Drunk's mouth.
So Drunk, if you had a choice. Would it be Napier putting the things in your mouth?
At this point, it doesn't really matter, I guess.
I guess I've kind of ruled myself out with all the dick in your mouth talk, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
So you don't... Of the three of us, who would you prefer be the one to put stuff in your mouth?
Well, Paul is least likely, so anybody besides him, I suppose.
Well, you know where Paul lives. I mean,
that's true. Well, he knows where I live too.
Well, he doesn't know where I live,
and you're the only one.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
all right. Are you ready, drunk, for your first item?
I'm already laughing.
I reckon.
All right, then.
You're gonna have to open wide.
You will have to open wide. This is a larger item going in your mouth.
So do I get like the pre-face rub first, or
you're gonna rub the item on his face?
Yeah, that helps. Rub it tenderly across his lips.
All right, drunk, open your mouth.
Now, did you want to feel it on your cheeks first?
Yes, please.
That sounded good. I'm gonna have to see if my wife will do the yes. Please.
Do you want to describe what you're feeling?
It's relatively soft.
Can we allow him to smell these objects?
Oh, I don't think smelling is included.
Well, I mean, he could probably...
Put
it in his mouth.
Yeah. So he's got it in his mouth.
You got it
now.
In your mouth, drunk.
His
that's
lips.
That's a banana.
Is that your final answer?
Fuck, put it back in there.
You can't get enough.
What?
He says it's not a banana.
It's not a banana?
He just opened his mouth
willingly as if to say, please put
it
the item
It looks like he's working
my...
it with his tongue now.
You getting it with your tongue there?
I am rather uneasy about all of this.
Jam it in
this
there.
This is worse for me.
Jam it in there a little farther.
I don't think I can.
Get it as deep as it goes.
I think he's biting it.
It's a carrot.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That's the first thing you learn is you don't bite.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Drunkard STL guessed carrot. And he is absolutely right!
Ding, 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 ding. You worked that carrot pretty good, Drunk.
You did, Drunk. That was good. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
I knew that he would get that one right.
That was one that Mandy put in the chat room that she thought he would get right. All right. Drunk, are you ready for item number two?
Yeah.
This is rather intricately designed.
I know it is. Drunk, open your mouth.
So he's tapping Drunk on his cheeks with parts of it right now.
Huh.
It seems a little sexual at that point. Just slapping it against Drunk's cheek.
A little.
I do have my pants.
Now, I will say that this item is the one that Mandy thought he would get wrong. However, she did have him getting
two out of three right. While he's tonguing it. I feel really awkward, and it's not okay with me. I'm scared when he does that.
But he's not allowed to touch it with his hands. That's
no. Here.
That's not. It's not
that's
what's in drunk. Are you sure? Put it back in his mouth.
No, that's a tampon.
Well, again, has Drunk gotten one wrong yet?
No, he hasn't.
Drunk is now 5 for 5 on items in his mouth. Wow. So Mandy's already won, going 4 drunk. Yes, it was, in fact, a tampon in Drunk's mouth. It wasn't used, by the way, Drunk. It was fresh out of the package.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're
that,
welcome. You're
way.
Welcome. So, I mean,
harder to guess used.
Yes.
The plastic applicator, you know,
just
gives it away.
Just for the hell of it now. I mean, Mandy, you've already won. Congratulations.
Great.
Just for the hell of
but
it now. We got 3 items for Drunk, so let's just go ahead and put the 3rd item in his mouth.
Right. If he gets this one wrong, then I'll sort of be wrong. Because I mixed up the ones I thought he would get right and wrong. Which I feel is an element of the game. It plays in.
I feel like you're doing too much slapping on the face and not enough putting it in his mouth.
That's the part Napier likes the most.
Headphones.
Wow. Drunk is a marvel, really. he's incredible.
I feel like we've been defeated. Like, it's not that Drunk has won, it's that we lost.
I guess, yeah.
I feel like I need a smoke.
This game isn't even fun because Drunk's too good at it.
I feel like I shouldn't be the one to put things in Drunk's mouth anymore. Because that's creepy. I can feel his tongue.
The last time we played it, I did it, and he licked me, and so I wanted you to do it this time.
I can feel like when he like tongues it, I can feel like the percussion of his tongue go through the object, and it makes me feel uneasy.
The percussion of his tongue,
yeah,
went through the object.
It's like flicking it, and it's like going into my fingers. So in a way, he's licking my fingers.
So, Mandy, congratulations. You have
congratulations.
You've won What's in Drunk's Mouth. So I guess now you're one for two.
I'm one for two, and so then I'll have to come back for round three because I need to either you know win or lose. Really, I'm at a dead tie now.
Right.
Agreed.
But I have to say, at the heart of it all, it's a rather erotic game. I mean, if you're just listening to the audio, it's very arousing.
Yeah,
you should feel the tension in the room. There's a lot of tension when that happens.
I was holding my breath.
You can feel it.
I'm surprised you didn't take more pictures of shit in my mouth.
I videoed the whole thing.
Oh, did you?
Did you video the whole thing?
I did. Yeah.
We didn't get the reaction we got last time. Last time he was shaking around.
I know he seemed very comfortable. We don't have enough danger in this game.
Yeah.
I tried to talk up the dick.
Next time it will all be dangerous items we're putting in Drunk's mouth.
Dynamite.
It'll be What's in Drunk's Mouth Danger Edition. So,
I like that.
Mandy actually secured a pretty big interview. Is that coming up this week?
Yes, actually we're doing it tomorrow.
Tomorrow? And then what you post on like Fridays, don't you?
Yeah, we'll post it on Friday and we're doing the interview tomorrow.
You talk to this guy on Twitter and it was Brody Stevens. Is that his name? He's a comedian.
Yes, Brody Stevens. He's a comedian, and he had a very small part in The Hangover, and The Hangover 2, a very small part as well. And Zach Galifianakis, like the way I heard about him is Zach Galifianakis always tells everybody this is his favorite comedian, and he has a show on HBO, and he was offering himself up for interviews on podcasts. He's like tweeted it and I saw it and I was like, well, you know, I just kind of jumped on it and trapped him.
Well, also worth mentioning is this is your celebrity crush. This is your
number one celebrity crush.
So I mean, do you have that deal with your husband? Like, you know, if you meet one of three celebrities and it works out,
we don't have that deal, but I feel like what you don't know won't hurt him. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
Yeah. You know, he doesn't have to know things, not everything. I mean, a girl's got to have some privacy.
Sure.
Right.
So, Mandy, let me ask you this. Do you have a better explanation of your show this time?
Like selling points.
I'm bad at it.
Instead of Mike just comparing your show to Bambi?
I liked that, though. It was a very apt description. It was pretty much right on. Mike has also described it as the human version of Pinky and the Brain.
Now, are you Pinky or are you the Brain?
Well, I tried to be like, oh, well, clearly I'm the Brain, but no, he said, no, I'm not. I'm Pinky.
It's good of you to admit that.
And my brother said it's because I'm all stupid and floppy.
No, I thought of it more as a tone type of thing. See, Pinky seems to be a lot more enthusiastic to be there, whereas the brain is brooding and grumpy.
Yes, that's very true. I'm always, like, I'm pretty much just in a good mood all the time. Like, I'm just like that, and like, he's pretty much in a bad mood all the time.
When you listen to your show, I truly believe that you just kind of show up with microphones and, like, wake him up.
Dan,
it's time to get up and do the podcast. And he's like, I don't wanna.
Yeah, that has happened. Actually, literally happened exactly that way on more than one occasion. Like, I'm knocking and knocking on his door and ringing the doorbell, and pretty soon, 5 minutes later, he shows up and he has been sleeping.
Well, at least he participates. Usually, Paul texts the first 45 minutes of the show.
I was playing video poker today.
Video poker? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, actually, I doubled my fake internet money.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow, well, congratulations.
Yeah, it was a good time.
You know, we should have some kind of promotion to where our listeners can play video poker with you during the show.
We can, you know, yeah, that sounds good.
We'll have to live, we'll have to tweet that next week.
I can live tweet and play poker.
Do anything you possibly can to not participate.
But I keep showing up so that I keep, like, an undefeated, you know, like a streak going, you know. I don't think anyone's going to use the tampon now.
No, I just didn't want to buy my face anymore.
Well, I was really hoping to do, like, the plunger thing and, like, and shoot the cotton part into your mouth. I guess it's too late now to do that, isn't it?
Yeah.
You won't let me shoot it in. See, now, if I was the one doing the putting stuff in your mouth, I would have shot the cotton deal into your mouth.
Oh, that's great. That takes it to another level of erotic, the shooting.
Shooting things in Drunk's mouth.
Now, why do they put little designs on the tampon?
I don't know.
It's not like it's not like the tampon has to be pretty.
I don't know. Maybe this is like one of those hipster brands. I don't know. I found it under the sink.
A whole baby.
All natural.
Organic cotton, perhaps.
Made of like wool.
How the fuck would I know any of these questions? I've never seen one of these doodads before.
That's actually hemp twine off the end.
Polar fleece.
All right. Well,
now I know what keeps your butt from being hungry.
The tampon?
Tampons.
I never tried that during my...
You should have.
Well,
just so we can laugh at you about it.
We look forward to hearing your interview with that guy. When I found out that he was on there, I watched 6 episodes of his show. They're all on YouTube. And I'm not sure he's a comedian. I think he's just like a crazy homeless guy that they put on stage and told him to tell jokes.
He spent 17 days in a psych ward.
He seems like a crazy person, though. He doesn't really seem like, I don't know, but
like a man who doesn't stab.
He is, but then, I don't know, there's something about him that I like. I don't know, I mean, it explains a lot about my dating history that I'm so fond of this literal psycho.
Well, if I were the one interviewing it, I believe that every question I had would be about his beard. But that's just me.
Would you like to hear one of my questions? And tell me if this would make you uncomfortable if a lady asked you this question.
Okay.
Okay. You have the perfect amount of body hair. Is this something you have to work at, or is it natural?
All natural, baby.
Oh, so you mean, does he sort of trim, like manscape only the whole body? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, but I'm just curious. Yeah, he has his shirt off a lot in that show.
But it seems like his facial hair varies. Like sometimes he'll have a goatee, and sometimes he'll have the full beard, and sometimes he has... I think that he grows a beard, like, in a matter of hours. Because it seems like there's way too much variation in his facial hair, and it changes so often.
Yeah, at times it almost looks like one of those fake beards, you know? Like, it's so dark and thick, it's like, well, that's not the real beard. He drew that on.
Maybe he does.
Yeah, maybe I should delve in.
It kind of looks like John Travolta's hair now that I think about it.
Maybe him and John Travolta take turns with the hair. He wears it as a beard sometimes, and Travolta wears it on his head sometimes.
It's like that that Flex Seal stuff you see advertised on TV.
So is it like Face Off except with hair?
Exactly like that.
It's exactly like that. You're right.
Yeah. So you don't think I'll make him uncomfortable by asking him questions about his body hair? And also another question for him that I have is how he feels about long-distance dating married women without the possibility of physical intimacy?
You should throw something in there about, you know, wanting to have a baby as well.
Oh, that would just make it complete. That would really take it to the limit of awkward.
Exactly. Just like, you know.
How do you feel about fathering children in Wyoming?
It's getting to be about that time. I guess we'll wrap up. But thanks for calling in. And,
sure, thank you.
I'll be sure to let all three of my listeners know when you have posted your episode with Brody Stevens.
And way to go on your victory.
And congratulations on your victory. You and Dan need to send me your address because I owe you guys both shirts now.
Oh, yes. Amazing. I can't wait.
Oh, and
I'll send you my address.
And Napier's going to send along some Polaroid dick pics.
Oh, please? Excellent. Excellent. I didn't realize that's what I was going to win, or I would have tried a lot harder last time.
Win? These are free. You can just call in for these.
Yeah, you just let us know if you want some Napier Polaroid dick pics, and we'll get those out to you. So.
Excellent. Well, thank you. I'll take you up on that offer.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. Round three coming soon, so be ready.
Oh, yeah. I'm in.
All right.
I'm going to take home the title.
All right.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Boom. So, Michael, let me ask you this. Did you see what the number one movie in America was this weekend?
It was Hansel and Gretel.
Hansel and Gretel.
200,000 people went and saw that fucking movie. 200,000 people. It made $20 million in its opening weekend. That means, can you imagine
what else was on?
Didn't you
the
say
fucking rubes
that you were going to have to
that
shoot
got
all
in
these
their
people.
Car and drove to a movie theater, bought popcorn, bought sodas, planned with their friends. This is what we want to do with our time. We want to see Hansel and Gretel as adults wearing leather trench coats.
As soon as I heard that this morning, I was dying laughing.
Oh, my God. What a piece of shit.
I heard they fuck.
No, they can't fuck. They're brother and sister. That's gross.
That's why everybody went to go see it.
Didn't you say you were going to murder everybody who saw this movie last week?
I don't think I said I'd murder them. I think
there was a lot of gun talk.
I think I said that I wished they would die in a fire.
And they did in Brazil. All of them.
Were any of these...
Did you guys hear about the nightclub fire?
I did.
So.
I did not, no.
Security tried to keep them in the building, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, 254 people burnt to death in a nightclub.
254? Yes. That's a pretty good amount.
Partially because when they first tried to escape, the bouncers would not let them leave, thinking they were trying to run out on their tab.
254 people trying to run out on their tab. Can you imagine that?
Now, granted, this is in Brazil, so there's 254 people probably in a place the size of your house, you know? And there's one huge fucking Brazilian dude going, "No! Pay your bill." And there's flames, and people are burning alive.
And I'm sure that guy got away.
And one exit.
That guy would be like the guy that designed the Titanic. You remember when he grabbed a baby and got on a boat? I bet he got away just fine.
Those guys, you know, you hope they get trampled and whatnot.
But you know, I mean, you run a risk when you go to a Brazilian nightclub. You're expecting fun times, but shit's gonna get crazy. You know,
you could burn to death.
That's just what happens. I'm sorry, but you know, you play with matches.
When I was in Jamaica, you know. The same kind of logic applies. You're going to Jamaica, it's cool, you know, it's an island country, but, you know, third world country shit could happen, you know.
Right.
Fucking, so at one point me and my wife were laying on the beach, we're enjoying the sun, and this raid siren goes off. And any second, I'm just expecting some Jeep filled with guys with AKs to drive down the beach and fucking, you know, raid all these, you know, rich tourists. Nothing happened. It was very strange, though. It was a six-minute siren. We're what the fuck? We're freaking out. We're should we go to our room? What are we supposed to do? Should we get off the beach? No one ever said anything about it.
They just went along business as usual?
Yeah, no, No raiders.
Nobody seemed concerned.
Right. Like we're looking at the only people who were concerned was every single person staying at the resort. We were all very fucking concerned, like, what the fuck is happening?
So, like, you're sitting there looking around like, oh my god, are we gonna die? And like a waiter comes over like, refill on your drink, sir?
Right, like the German guy, he's like huddling his family close to him and like fucking. Yeah, it was crazy, but nothing happened.
You thought there was going to be pillage and rape.
Right, I was like, who knows?
I've had a story on my list for 2 weeks, and I don't want to write it down for a third week, so I'm just going to... I saw a story about a Florida independent wrestler. They have those all over the place. I see them on Facebook all the time, the independent wrestler. His name was Steel Horse, and...
That's not in any way a gay name.
Steel Horse?
Yeah.
And he was in a wrestling match with another gentleman, and they were, that those things are choreographed. You know that, right?
Yeah.
They plan it ahead a
little. No.
They got a little bit out of sync, and things went downhill, and he got punched in the face. And so he continued the match, as a professional should. They finished the match, and when they got backstage, he called the police. And wanted his opponent in the match arrested for assault.
Oh, I remember that. What the fuck is wrong with people?
So
I was right. It is a gay name.
Steel Horse. Steel Horse was unhappy with getting punched in the face during a wrestling match.
I thought it was going to be a story about a guy stealing horses who was cleverly named Steel Horse. Like an Indian chief. Chief Steel Horse.
And he accidentally penetrated his opponent.
May I say that you playing with this tampon actually makes me relatively uncomfortable.
I'm fascinated with this guy.
I don't think he's going to use it. I mean, it's just a tampon.
Wouldn't put much of a dent in your butt, I don't think, Mike.
No.
I don't think it's stopping it up, man.
Rick Ross was in a drive-by shooting today. Did you see that?
He shot some people?
No, he was shot at. Mm. I think they missed, though, which is really weird because he's a pretty big guy.
Who
if you miss
are
him,
you talking about?
He's
fucking Ross.
A hip-hop artist.
Mogul.
Rick Ross.
Every day he's hustling.
In fact, he is hustling. He was shot at and they missed.
Maybe.
He was in an automobile. And they drove up alongside of him and popped off some shots, yo.
Maybe it was just serious. It might just be like a credibility thing through like his record producer. Like, oh, well, he needs some more street cred.
Maybe they were just using 22s.
Or firing blanks. It might have just been firing blanks. Did anything actually get hit? Or just not him?
Nice research, Mike.
God damn it, Mike.
You expect him to bring facts? He's got one line written in marker.
Rick Ross.
Yeah, actually, I just wrote Rick Ross.
Next to
Dillard's. Let's see here. What else you got
there? That's it.
California condom law. What's that mean?
There is a new law in Los Angeles, I believe, regarding pornography actors and actresses. They must wear condoms.
Don't they just pretty much do that already?
Huh?
I don't think the actresses can get condoms. Like... for their entire inside vaginas.
They do make those.
They do make those?
But I don't think... Yeah. Who wants to watch a condom in
porn? No, I see a condom in a porno movie. I'm done with
next
that.
Video.
Next video.
We're going to see what's happening. Have you ever seen the videos where she's sucking a dick with a condom?
Yeah,
it's
I've
like,
seen
what's
those.
The fucking point?
Yeah, I've never seen that, and I don't care to.
Right, it's like, what's the point?
It's gross.
I saw one, actually, where she sucked the dick with the condom, and he came in the condom... And then she took the condom off and swallowed the cum anyway.
And, like, dumped it out?
Yeah,
like,
into her mouth.
Shook it into
her mouth, and then she swallowed it. And it was like...
Did she, like, roll it out,
I mean, she
like
didn't
a
get
tube
every
of toothpaste?
Drop. Yeah. She got a solid load into her mouth.
Like a ketchup packet? You kind of got to, work your way from
or
the bottom
really
to the top.
Really nasty
to make sure you
spit.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, that doesn't seem to provide any benefit, then, if you're going to swallow it afterwards.
We'll talk about the next-gen video game consoles, because why the fuck not?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
So you're going to bring something next week, too?
Yeah, I'll bring something next
week,
too.
3 weeks in a row?
Hold on, because I brought this up on the smoke break. I don't know if you can give Nate full credit for that.
Yeah, the smokers collaborate out there. I don't know if you've...
Collaboration. We have synergy.
Synergy, huh?
Mm-hmm. You don't understand because you're not in the club. Though we're going to die of emphysema club.
Well,
I mean, get in on this.
You know, there's nobody after us. Do you want to tease that for next week, or do you want to talk about next gen game consoles now?
No, let's next week.
We'll get some stone cold facts. You know,
they bring facts to the table. Goddamn it!
Bring notes.
Yeah, that way when I ask a simple fucking question, Paul can say, "Oh, well, yes, I do know about that." Not look at me like I'm a goddamn fucking truck, and you're a deer.
Right. Yeah. Like real journalists.
Yeah. Well, see you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Listen to us every Monday night at 9-8 Central at RadioQBar.com. Find us on iTunes and rate us 5 stars. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave a message that may get played on the air. Visit us at WFODix.podbean.com. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our boards at wfodix.boards.net and remember to always say please and thank you. Go wash up. You have been a dirty, dirty girl.
You know cooking.
Yeah, you.
Pork chop sandwiches. Oh, shit! Get the fuck out of here! What are you doing? Go! Get the fuck out of here, you stupid idiot! Fuck, we're all dead! Get the fuck out!
The final countdown!
Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do.